right. So let us move on to item number two, which is matters arising. All right. So for the matters arising on page 5, paragraphs 2.6 as well as 2.9 on 5 comprehensive development areas, zones at Tong Yun Street and Yan Yu Wai Yao Tong. Members have actually commented on the berthing function of the seawall at Yao Tong Industrial Area. And the Planning Department has provided a written response, which has been included at the post-meeting notes on page 6 in the minutes that has been circulated to members. So I think members would have noted the considered response from Planning Department on this particular item. The next matters arising is on page 9, which is paragraph 2.18, with regard to the refurbishment of the waterfront promenade at West Well Chin Wan West Station, TW5, Bayside Property Development. There was a request for more information on the provision of food and beverage facilities along the Chin Wan waterfront, and an information paper has been circulated to members on the 8th of March. I must say that I'm very impressed with 3 annexes as well as 9 plans. So I think it's providing very useful information for members, especially if we visit this action area again in the future. So that's a follow-up. Moving on, page 11. Paragraph 2.26 on the advanced works on cycle track between Chin Wan and Tuen Mun. CEDD has agreed to consult the task force and to address various issues raised by members when the preliminary design of the proposed cycle track is available. Right. Here, I just wonder, is there any idea about the time frame from CEDD as to when this may be available?
Sorry, I don't have the information right at the moment. May I go back and have a check with my colleague? Right. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Sorry. Moving on to page 20, which is paragraph 3.26, the Tsim Sha Tsui Waterfront Revitalization Plan. So LCSD will update members on the latest progress under agenda item 3 of this meeting. So we'll leave comments for that particular item. Okay. So moving on, page 22, paragraph 4.4. about the marine access points in West Kowloon Cultural District, WKCD. So on this proposed water transport route between WKCD and the other waterfront destinations, including Central, Tsim Sha Tsui, and Kai Tak, this matter would be followed up by the Task Force on Water-Land Interface. So I think some members are also sitting in that particular task force. And I think the Secretariat would help us to follow up in due course. And I think from our perspective, from this particular waterfront, we would really hope that some of these can be materialized in the future. So for paragraph 6.10, then, on page 32, so this is about the planning brief for comprehensive development at the Lin Chuang Road site of Sam Shui Po. So once again, Planning Department will consult members when the draft planning brief is available. All right. So once again, I just want to have an idea. Is there any idea about the time frame?
Chair Lady, I think it may be in the middle of the year. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. So same on the same page, paragraph 6.12, this is road and infrastructure works at Lin Chuang Road site, Sam Shui Po. A lot of our comments has been incorporated, and that's a revised design provided by CEDD. And that was being circulated to members for further comments on the 4th of February. And no further comments on that revised design has been received from members. All right, so I think there is no other matter arising for follow-up at this meeting, unless members have identified other items. Paul, yes?
Yeah, not new items, but a follow-up on the items that have been discussed. On the Diao Tong waterfront, southeasterly wind and possible wave action are mentioned as concerns. It is indeed true that Hong Kong has predominantly southeasterly winds, and it's indeed true that there are waves in the harbor. So those are statements of facts that even a three-year-old child knows. But the issue is really is, you know, we have along Hong Kong's waterfront, if you take back 20, 30 years, we have boats everywhere. Every bit of waterfront has an ability for people to get on and off vessels. And that was because the commercial landowners, they would own the land and they would have a warehouse or a factory or a sugar factory, and they would have facilities for people to get on and off boats, goods to get on and off boats. And as we now move forward, we're ending up with a waterfront where nobody can get on and off a boat. And we now suddenly think it's difficult because there's wind or there is waves, but they've always been there. So we really have a problem here now that in Yau Tong, for example, because we are not asking for the upgrade of the promenade for the ability to berth vessels, once the site has been sold out or the developments are going to be done, nobody's going to stick the extra money and the new money in to make it available unless we're asking for that up front, so that the cost can be considered by the landowners or by those who buy the sites. In this particular case, I believe it's a land sale. So, you know, unless we deal with it, it's not going to happen. And we all end up with the entire Victoria Harbour with glass walls and railings, and nobody can get on and off a boat. So there is a problem here. The planning department then sends it back to us, or basically leaves it up to the developer in the future. They don't do anything about it. We have made comments as a Harbourfront Commission, so nothing happens anywhere. So my question is, where is that initiative then? And unfortunately, we don't have a government department taking that initiative because it's obviously not for transport, so we don't need a public pier. There's no transport demand. And then there is no private developer owns the site who wants to get goods in and out of his warehouse, so they're not going to do it. And it's not a public cargo working area, so the marine department doesn't do it. So nobody does it. There's no proponent. And then we're leaving it for the potential for the future, and then it's just all way too expensive and never gets done. So if we have, as the Harbourfront Commission, an inclination to make sure that our waterfront is generally useful for people to get on and off boats, then these things will be included. But this Yau Tong Bay shows that if we don't have that attitude and the planning department doesn't include it and we don't do the studies, it will, in the end, have a 73 kilometers of waterfront with a couple of piers, and that's it. And nowhere you can get on and off a boat. So we have a problem. And, you know, am I the only one in the Harbourfront Commission that sees this problem? And if so, then why is that the case? And if not, why is nobody else speaking up on this? And especially on government side, why are you not figuring out a way of resolving this? Or you don't want to see this as a problem? You know, so I have a real issue with this, and I don't know how government wants to fix this. Or is government happy that we're going to have 73 kilometers without land-water interfaces? You know, I can tie this in with a meeting that I had with the West Kowloon Cultural District, who came to my office to talk about Society of Protection of the Harbour versus the plans for having piers. And they're facing the same problem. They like to have a more active land-water interface, and nobody's helping them. It's actually being bottlenecked. We're not putting it in the outline zoning plan. We're not making the plans for it. We haven't generated cogent materials in public discussions. So in the end, we're ending up with nothing. And we're making it then really difficult for West Kowloon to get something of a land-water interface that is relevant. So who's going to fix this? Paul Zimmerman, Society of Protection and Harbour, we can't do it. This committee is supposed to be responsible. We don't seem to be doing it. Harbour Unit doesn't seem to be doing it. Planning Department is not doing it, so nobody's doing it. So are you going to keep talking for years? And I mean, I'm gray. I wasn't gray when this started in 2004. I'm gray now. I'm not sure what I'll look like in 10 years' time. But, you know, we are not making any progress whatsoever. And Yau Tong is a very clear example that we're not making progress on the excuse that we have southeasterly winds and possible waves. Sure, that's Hong Kong. That's the harbor.
Thank you, Paul. So I think you are raising this partly in relation to paragraph 2.9, which is about the berthing function at that particular site. Of course, there has been some comments that has been given as a post-meeting note. And I think I would just invite the planning department to further elaborate on this, even though I have seen here that it's basically is saying that it's not appropriate to stipulate a mandatory requirement, but maybe we can be more proactive in trying to encourage such things to happen. I think you are touching on a second very important thing, which is along the entire 73 kilometers of waterfront, and we want to have more active waterland integration and activities. And definitely this is something that the whole Harbourfront Commission embraces. And I think this is, as for the WKCD, this is something that we are talking about specifically on the land-water interface that we have to consider, you know, for the entire waterfront, where are the most appropriate site for berthing, you know, for mooring and all these other activities. So I think we would just refer this to the land-water interface for them to really look into the specific details. And basically what we are saying is we want to have and we want to see a more active land-water interface. With that, can I invite Lawrence just to talk more about the Yau Tong Bay situation, please?
Thank you, Chair Lady. Basically, in general, the land and sea interface is basically by provision of the public landing steps, so that the vessels can land at the landing steps and people can move on and off the boats. And for the this particular Yau Tong Bay case, I think I refer back to the relevant district planning office. It is district planning office Kowloon, so that we can further explore with relevant departments, including Marine Department and so on, and other technical departments. For example, CDD can also input. Of course, I think basically we need to look at the matter from a comprehensive angle, including the lead, the feasibility, the technical aspects, and maybe the implications on the development. So I think what I can only say here is that we can further explore.
Thank you, Lawrence. Maggie?
Just on this one, I notice it says in the post-meeting note that the planning brief did not preclude. Now, does that mean it just didn't say you can't, or it never mentioned it at all? Because if it never mentioned it at all, you can't expect people to pick it up. But at least it could have been there for exploration, that the private developer might have thought this was a good idea. And in fact, he probably should have been advised to look into it. Now, if I agree with Paul, I think waves, to be honest, waves when you're operating on the waterfront are not something automatically to say that's why you shouldn't have any landing steps. I mean, the water tends to move in waves. I was down at the Quinton waterfront this morning. There is a very, very long way with no access between the water and the promenade at all, because it was never included, even though we asked it for time and time again. There is no access. You've got about, I don't know how many kilometres down there it is, and you can't get on and off a boat.
Thank you. Paul?
Yeah, so Lawrence raises two issues, and one is the issue of the need. Well, there is no need. We don't need it. We don't need it to eat. We don't need it to drink. We don't need it to survive. We don't need it. So the question is whether we want it and whether we think it is beneficial to the community. And then the question is, who says so? And Lawrence refers to going to various government departments and working with his planning officer. Well, when he goes to who? If he goes to the transport department, I know the transport department's response. There is no need because there is no ferry service. Marine department says there is no need because they don't need it for the safety of vessels and they don't need it for the safety of marine traffic. So we already know the answer the planning department will come back with. Nobody says there is a need. So there will be, it's not needed. Then the issue is, so if we want it, how do we get these things done? Well, there's the issue of cost. And this is very similar to Kai Tak, where the government decides that 5 pieces of waterfront will be developed by the property developers who buy the sites. Why do the government want that? Because then they don't have to raise the funds from LegCo. So government has recognized the need for a promenade and a cycle track and some seats and some trees, doesn't have the money to do it, or doesn't think it has the money to do it, so it asks the nearby property developer to include it as part of his deal. But here in Yau Tong Bay, when we say, can we have a landing step, and can we make sure that the seawall is suited for at least tying up a boat, which means you have to reinforce the seawall, we don't include it. Then who is going to pay for it? Are we going to raise a project and do it through LegCo? Well, for the same reason that the parks, we think that the parks won't be delivered in Kai Tak, for the same reason this one is not going to be delivered. And at least with the parks in Kai Tak, for sure, people will be standing there and say, excuse me, can I walk here? But when it comes to the landing step, you're not going to have a lot of boats sitting there, going like, please, can I get on the shore? People will climb over the fence if they have to, which they do at various places to get on and off their boats. So, you know, Lawrence is not going to come back with any positive response. He has no solution. And the issue really is here with the harbour unit and the development bureau not taking on board any intention of improving the harbour and the waterfront. Becoming a bit silly, chief executive, I'm going to go fishing angling zones. But basics, a landing step, an ability to put your boat and tie it up to the waterfront. We just don't even think, as a development bureau, policy, harbour enhancement is policy bureau, development bureau. They don't even say we want it. So if they don't say it, and marine department don't say it, and transport department don't say it, nobody's going to say it, it's not going to happen. So the problem with the Yau Tong, we can ask Lawrence to go and do his job, and he will do his job, and he'll come back, and I can write the response for him. We're not going to be any progress, unless or less the harbour unit and the Harbour Front Commission and the Development Bureau agrees that we want these things to happen, that those are outcomes that we are desiring to happen. And right now, we are not pushing for them to happen. We're just happy for it not to happen because we have no clue what we're doing with the harbour.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Thomas?
Thank you, Chairman. If I may perhaps first to clarify, I think, well, the planning brief we talked about last time, it concerns the Yan Yu Wai site, the CDA site at Yan Yu Wai, which is right next to the Sam Ga Chun Typhoon Shelter. So it's actually right next to the Typhoon Shelter and landing step. So let's first separate the planning brief we talked about last time from the discussion. Is the issue about having landing steps is not applicable to this particular site, first of all. If I understand correctly, I think Paul's point is more about the Yau Tong Bay development. I think previously we have already done a pretty thorough presentation to members, both to this committee and I think also to, first to the waterland interface about the distribution of landing steps, piers along both sides of the harbour. We have done a very thorough stock taking. So we know there are gaps for sure. I think it's a question of whether on what basis we want to, or how we want to fill those gaps. Now, on the particular case of Yau Tong Bay, we also did a presentation to this committee before about the impact of sea wave, and also probably if we want to make the wave to meet the requirements for berthing and other requirements, we probably would need a seawall, which we then run into the problem of the protection of harbor ordinance. So I think the facts are there. The question is, what would members, both on this committee and also on the waterland interface, wants to do with it? Now, if we are talking about we want to make, say, for instance, Yau Tong Bay to have the to meet the requirements for berthings and also to provide other landing facilities or even a pier, then we will have to overcome the hurdles we have identified. It's not like we haven't fought out the issues. It's just that we need to know what exactly members would want to see there, and then we'll have to, like for many other cases, assess how we overcome the hurdles, especially the protection of harbor ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Peter?
Yes, I think, I completely agree with Paul, and it's really not good enough to say, you know, that we have to keep coming back and raise these things. We were talking about them 5 years ago, right at the very beginning of the commission. We've had numerous debates about Yau Tong, right at the formative stage, when the first studies were actually being done and the developers came up with the idea. I think this is something that really does need to be discussed at the main commission meeting. It really goes beyond the task force. And as you said, there is a land use, water interface committee. It's a problem, essentially, that plagues this commission altogether. I mean, we are not getting these obvious things through, and Paul is quite right. You know, this we've ended up with a harbour with long, straight edges. We're massively constrained. Every time we come up with ideas, we come up against things like the protection of the harbour ordinance. As is, I'm sure you're aware, we're going through that process now, as we have been doing for the last 4 years on the boardwalk for 2 kilometres of boardwalk underneath the Isle of Deasting corridor. I don't think we're getting any nearer at all, actually, because it's a very difficult issue. And how do you establish overriding public need? Is it just access to the waterfront? Is it a way of getting between A and B, where you may well be able to get between A and B without walking along the water edge? So I mean, what is actually at the end of the day going to overcome this real problem that we have in actually getting things through? I do think we've raised these issues at so many meetings. And you know, perhaps it comes back in a way to the fact that there's a catch-22 in the way that we operate as a commission. We have no strategy for the harbour whatsoever in terms of this sort of thing, and we have no urban design vision. I've said several times, I've given talks about urban design on the harbour front, but never to the commission. It's never even been raised as an issue. And in so many ways, you know, we're fighting a rearguard action all the time. We have so many constraints built into what we do. There are opportunities. Yau Tong presents an opportunity. We've talked again at great length and quite regularly about the East Kowloon Basin. And there is a need. I mean, it's ridiculous to say there isn't a need for more boat moorings. There really is. The Yacht Club will actually provide these and even run them as a public resource. And yet we get nowhere. This issue simply keeps repeating itself. So I, my only recommendation is that I think we should really try to take this forward. It should be on the agenda of the main meeting and pretty high up on the agenda as well, so we can get to grips with it.
Thank you, Thomas.
Half a second to Thomas. I mean, it's not just landing steps and the very specific proposal for the entire Yau Tong waterfront has been to set back the fence and put bollards. Bollards then require the strengthening of the seawall. And then the question is, who pays for strengthening the seawall? And in Yau Tong Bay, it would be developer, because he's going to do the whole seawall anyway. It's a matter that is then included. We haven't. And on this side, again, we don't. So we're continuously not doing it. We're ending then up with a glass wall right on the edge of the waterfront, instead of setback, and have bollards and people can tie up. And then the separate issue is in the landing steps. And that proposal has been floated several times, and we just do not get that commitment for making that happen. And that is that, and we're now in the funny situation in Kuntong, We have bollards but with a piece of glass sitting there so you can't put your rope around it and you can't even use it. So we saved the bollards, but we can't use them because the LCSD has glued a piece of glass to them to avoid putting ropes around. So can we please, around the entire waterfront of Victoria Harbour, set back our railings, make sure we have bollards, make sure people can tie up, make sure we can tie up pontoons, make sure we can have activities. It's simple. It's not complicated stuff. Instead of glass walls right on the edge. And then on top of that, there are all the other requirements we can add, and I fully support Peter on that. You know, we have to think even more about the heart of what you want around the waterfront, but they're basics.
Yeah, I mean, we were discussing Yau Tong Bay five years ago, and as Thomas said quite correctly, the only thing we need to have really good moorings there is a natural harbour. We just need one small seawall. But we've sort of put it off because of the Protection of the Harbour Ordinance. We've never sort of taken this through. It's never been built into a developer brief. And therefore, we lose a fantastic opportunity.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No.
Right. Thank you. So I think on this issue, I think most of us sitting here would agree that this is not just a matter of needs, and we have to look beyond needs as to what would be the most desirable. But on the other hand, I think Thomas has really provided us and reminded us of, that the Harbourfront Commission and how different task forces has been working hard to overcome some of the hurdles that has been mentioned. So I think especially from the Waterland Interface Task Force, as Thomas has mentioned, some of the gaps has been identified. So maybe we can look more actively, especially at the main meeting, as to where are these gaps and what are the potential sites, and especially if there are sites that's forced within the Kowloon task force or different task forces, then each of the different task forces can try to look into these specific cases with more comprehensive information, maybe to see maybe how and whether some of the hurdles could be overcome. We do have to recognize that some of the hurdles, like the protection of the harbor audience, is not something that we can easily overcome, but we will take a proactive approach in trying to deal with this. The second thing, I think, Peter, you have also been very right. I think especially talking about the main vision and the urban design vision for the entire harbour, maybe we can put forward this suggestion to Nick, the chair of the Harbourfront Commission, to see maybe we'll invite you to share that vision with the entire Harbourfront Commission as well, so that we can do more about, you know, comprehensively looking at what's happening around the different task forces. So finally, back to the this particular planning brief, I think if it is just a matter of strengthening the seawall, then basically I think we can say that, you know, we as a task force, we hope to see that strengthening of the seawall could actually be more actively considered in the development of this particular piece of area. Okay, and even though we have noted that there is a nearby typhoon shelter. All right, so can we take things over here? And also more specifically, if any of the members, if you have identified issues like a glass wall next to a moorings, or in a sense people has not been able to use some of the facilities which they have been provided and were supposed to serve certain functions, just let the harbour unit know about that and see what are the things that could be done basically to solve it. So I'm quite sure that the harbour unit has been working very hard, and that's why some of the facilities were there in the first place, you know. So with that, can I just move on to our main agenda item?